flurries and sprinkles are possible through midday with a high of 43. It's 36 cloudy degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he was outraged and heartbroken over the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in an Israeli strike in Gaza. Today, he's scheduled to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
President Biden's sharp condemnation has not been met by any change in U.S. policy. He has been resisting calls to put limits or conditions on the weapons that the U.S. sends to Israel to fight this war, something critics say is contradictory and hypocritical. The big question now, will the president change course? Will these deadly strikes be a breaking point?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Brussels with other foreign ministers as they marked 75 years of NATO. The northeastern U.S. hit hard by a nor'easter that's dumping snow in New England. The storm's responsible for more than 500,000 power outages ranging from West Virginia to Maine. This is ABC News. A special program is planned today in Memphis. It's the anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
News 5 minutes sooner.
56 years to the day.
The nation tonight is mourning the death of Martin Luther King.
The National Civil Rights Museum hosts an annual remembrance at the Lorraine Motel site in Memphis, where Dr. King on a balcony was shot. In addition to special performances and tributes, this year's commemoration includes performances by winners of the I Am the Legacy High School Poetry and Spoken Word Competition. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
No big winner once again in last night's $1.1 billion Powerball drawing. That pushes Saturday's grand prize to $1.23 billion. But even with more drawings rolling over into mega jackpots, some ticket sellers report that ticket sales are only about half of what they were a few years ago. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Indulge in quality meats and deli treats at Richland Locker. Check out the chuck roast at just $6.98 per pound, while the oven-roasted sliced turkey awaits at $7.98 per pound. Don't miss out on the Colby Jack sliced cheese for only $4.98 per pound. Experience the legacy of three generations at Richland Locker, serving the community since 1939. Visit them today and taste the tradition.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we still have some breezy and cool conditions to deal with today, but not quite as windy as yesterday. The low pressure system, which has been bringing us the unsettled weather, is slowly weakening and moving further east into the eastern Great Lakes. Should be replaced by high pressure tonight and tomorrow coming in from the west with drier air, so the clouds will gradually break up. Should be fairly bright tomorrow and really bright on Saturday. And with that, our high temperatures will gradually be inching up as well, back to normal on Saturday. Now, Sunday's a different story as we have the next small low-pressure system sweeping in from the southwest, bringing us a high chance of showers starting up in the morning, lasting into the afternoon, could bring us maybe a good quarter inch or so across the area, a bit breezy as well. Somewhat warmer air will return for a good part of next week, at least seasonal, and it could be a touch unsettled as well, with a couple more systems coming through. Here's that forecast for today, mostly cloudy, breezy, and still cool. A few flurries or sprinkles possible through midday with a high near 43, north wind at 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds with some frost likely, low at 27, north wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and quiet with highs in the mid-40s, north wind close to 10. Heading into Friday night, mostly sunny, high temperature about 25 degrees, and Saturday sunny and seasonal with a high near 54. The outlook for Sunday, breezy with rain likely by later morning, low at 33 with a high near 48 degrees. Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a good chance of rain, low in the upper 30s with highs in the mid-50s. Tuesday, mixed skies and mild, isolated showers possible, low 39 with a high near 60. Wednesday, variably cloudy with a 30% chance of scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low 39 with a high at 51. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're getting some light snow again. Cloudy skies and 36 degrees. Yesterday's high was 36. With that mix of snow, 1 to 2 inches, and a little rain in there as well. Record high, 77, established in 1929. The record low for this date, 10, in 1886. Last year's high, 49. The low was 40. Sunset will happen at 7:31 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:37. We have a west wind at 5. Barometer is up a bit at 29.69, and a little bit of snow happening. We're up one from the overnight low. It's 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at the high school scheduled games, those that aren't scheduled, and details on a Brewer and a Milwaukee Bucks loss last night as well, coming up.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Radio Sports. A few things are canceled today at this point. The Richland Center track meet that was to involve several area teams will not be held. Still on the schedule at this hour, and depending on field conditions and certainly cold weather comes into play as well, the Richland Center softball team's game at Platteville and the Richland Center baseball game at Boscobel. Coach Ryan Lemke talked to me about the team getting ready for conference play.
You look at preseason and there's a lot of guys from a Dodgeville or Prairie. You're like, okay, we're going to be careful with him pitching, but there's not any of those guys this year. I truly think it's a five horse race this school year or this season for the conference championship, and I think it's wide open. So we'll see what everyone's going. But since I've been here, it's the most wide open I've seen it. So we're in a really good spot. We obviously got to play well. We got to do what we know how to do, and we got to play confident and comfortable and loose baseball. And I think if we can do those three things, I think we will be right there at the end for conference champions.
The million-dollar question is always, do you have enough pitching, though, Coach?
Yeah, that's always the million-dollar question. We've got two starters returning from last year with, like I said, Miller. He's going to be our number one, and likely McDonald is our number two. But our number three is turning out to be really nasty, and it's a really good position for us to be in. He's got a lot of off-speed pitches that really give some hitters fits, and I think we've got the people. We've got to see how our bullpen shapes up, but I think with those three guys, especially in conference games, if we manage our pitches well, our pitchers well, we'll be in a good spot.
Again, Richland Center's game at Boscobel. We'll have more about that a little bit later on today, but we'll tell you that most of these games are on the schedule, weather permitting, for today. River Valley has canceled its non-conference baseball game with Potosi-Cassville for later today. And River Valley's softball team is slated to go to Lancaster this afternoon. The Riverdale softball team has a scheduled contest at Iowa Grant, and the Riverdale track teams will not be going to Richland Center. As mentioned, that event has been called off. The Ithaca baseball team and softball teams are scheduled to go to DeSoto to play at Stoddard, and Coach Danny Clary talked to me this week about the Ridge and Valley Conference and how even it will be this year.
It's going to be really good from top to bottom. Seneca, I think they graduated two of their guys, but other than that, they got a lot of athletes coming back from a team that's won the conference the past couple years. Then you got, like, Weston. They have everybody back from a team that went to sectionals last year. Even teams we play this week, Lafarge has everybody back from a team that beat us last year. DeSoto, I think they started seven freshmen against us last year and beat us when we played up there. North Crawford was getting very competitive last year. I think they had us down all the way through the sixth inning last year, and they returned everybody. So, and Wazika, they probably lost the most conference-wise, but then again, they have a Lomas boy that'll be, when he's going to be on the mound, they're going to be competitive. So really, from top to bottom, it's going to be a solid year for our conference.
And for the Bulldogs, I think you always have a little bit of a target on your back, but especially this year, don't you?
Yeah, last year, you know, we had graduated so many guys the previous season, and so last year's group, when they came in, they were, you know, a little bit unseen by the conference. We knew what we had, but nobody else kind of really did, and they had some growing to do. Now, yeah, like I said, this year, you know, we're not going to, you know, sneak up on anybody, and we're going to get everybody's best game, but that just brings the best out of us, makes us prepare day in and day out, and that's the way you want it to be. So I know the guys are really looking forward to getting out there and getting playing again.
That's Ithaca coach Dan Clary. The Bulldogs slated for DeSoto today. Weston with a scheduled game against Wazika Steuben at Cazenovia Park. And also Kickapoo with a slated game against Seneca at home in baseball and softball. Bowling scores from the Merchants League last night. Harris Exteriors at 27-75. Gauger's Salvage, 27-62. Badger State Duct Cleaning and Kelly's Coffee each rolled 27-26s. High game honors, Harris Exteriors at 998. Pizza Hut a 984. Kelly's Coffee, a 969. Jordan Slaney with a 688 series. Chase Keller, a 671. Mike Carpenter, a 664. Individual high game, Taylor Kanothi, a 258. DJ Adams, a 257. Andre Jensen, a 256 in the Merchants Bowling League. Top-ranked rookie Jackson Churio hit his first Major League home run Wednesday afternoon, but it wasn't enough to keep the Brewers from losing the game 7-3. Minnesota handed Churio's team its first defeat of the young season. Rhys Hoskins also knocked the ball out of the park as Milwaukee jumped out to a 3-1 lead. The Twins scored six times off the bullpen. Joel Piamps took the loss. The Brewers have another off day on the schedule today. They will host Seattle on Friday. Slugger Rhys Hoskins says the team is not going to win every game.
You win four out of the gate and you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But yeah, we're playing good baseball. Obviously the one big inning that they had today, but you know, we put ourselves in a position late in the game with the lead and you take your chances with our bullpen.
The Brewers have placed right-handed reliever Trevor Miguel on the 7-day concussion-related injury list. He reportedly suffered food poisoning on the road trip to New York City. When he got back home, he went to a store where he fainted and hit his head. That caused a concussion. The 30-year-old Miguel has not allowed a run in two innings on the mound this season. As far as the team is concerned, manager Pat Murphy is excited about the future for Jackson Churio.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Kid is day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues, you know what I mean? And there was some touch and go early in spring training. We're like, hey, is he ready for this? Blah, blah, blah. But he's proven that he's ready.
Again, Churio with his first Major League home run yesterday. Detroit at the Mets was postponed. So was Atlanta at the White Sox. The Angels beat Miami 10-2. Yankees 6, Arizona 5. In the National League, Cincinnati 4-1 over Philadelphia. San Diego 3, St. Louis 2. Washington 5-3 over Pittsburgh. The Cubs 9, Colorado 8. And the Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Texas 4, Tampa Bay 1, Baltimore 4-3 over Kansas City. Boston beat Oakland 1-0, Cleveland 8, Seattle 0, Houston 8-0 over Toronto. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies ended the third period with three straight baskets, taking a 79-78 lead, and they went on to beat the Bucks 109-101. It was Milwaukee's fourth loss in the last five games as the team tries to hang on to second place in the NBA Eastern Conference. Brooke Lopez talked about facing the Grizzlies last night.
They did a great job of just sharing the ball, getting downhill, you know, making the extra pass, and getting easy ones. And it's tough to guard. You know, you could tell they were having fun out there, and they made us, move, second-guess ourselves, and, you know, kind of had us all over the floor.
The Bucks are off tonight. They'll host Toronto on Friday night. Elsewhere, Portland 89, Charlotte 86. The Lakers over Washington 125-120. Atlanta 121, Detroit 113. Boston 135, Oklahoma City 100. Brooklyn beat Indiana 115-111. Minnesota 133, Toronto 85. Phoenix 122, Cleveland 101. Orlando beat New Orleans 117-108. Coming up this weekend, the Final Four for men's and women's basketball. Defending national champion UConn had a tough time getting off the ground on the way to the Final Four. The Huskies finally took off from Bradley International Airport near Hartford at about 1:30 this morning after the plane they were supposed to take experienced mechanical issues getting to the East Coast. After the five-hour flight, the team was expected to arrive at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix at about 3:30. Midwestern time this weekend. The flight was originally scheduled to leave at about 6 p.m. yesterday, but a mechanical issue kept the plane that was supposed to be used from arriving at Bradley according to the school. The Bills have agreed to trade their top receiving threat, Stephon Diggs, to the Houston Texans. The Bills acquired the Texans' second-round pick in the 2025 draft. Long before Caitlin Clark broke records, packed arenas across the country like Taylor Swift in sneakers and inspired young girls to be like her, women's basketball looked very different. Clark, who will lead Iowa in this week's Final Four in Cleveland, had her path paved by pioneering players who make the game what it is today. Clark's assault on the NCAA record books this season has illuminated some of the greats, women like Nancy Lieberman, Ann Myers-Drysdale, Pearl Moore, and Lynette Woodard, who often played in empty arenas with little fanfare. Women's basketball is here to stay, according to the experts. And that's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
A 400-win coach steps down, plus more news and notes as spring sports largely remain on hold. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It wouldn't be a Wisconsin spring without some snow on the ground in the month of April, but unfortunately that means most of this week's sports schedule has been wiped out. There are still some newsworthy happenings in high school sports, but much of it is off the field this week. We recently updated the boys' basketball career coaching wins list at wisports.net, with 14 of the top 54 in state history active this season. That includes Kimberly's John Murphy, who moved into second place with 668 wins, many of them during a successful run at Seymour. Andy Banasik is on the list, but the longtime Prairie du Chien boys coach announced this week that he will be stepping down. He went 406 and 289 with the Blackhawks, with 434 wins overall. We've also updated the scoring record book for boys hoops, including career, season, and single game. GET's Cody Schmitz is fourth on the career scoring list with 2,654 points. This week, he announced his commitment to Northern Michigan. The first girls soccer coaches poll came out this week, courtesy of the Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association. Not surprisingly, the defending champions in each division are on top. That means Muskego leads in Division 1, Whitefish Bay in D2, Plymouth in Division 3, and Keele leading the way in Division 4. Most teams have yet to play a game, but hopefully action picks up next week. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. That's Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
I come here every Wednesday. I love the band. Always sit in the same place, cold beer in my hand. They know corner of my eye, see the door guy checking your ID. Don't come walking in like you own it, you own it. I hate to break it to you, you don't, yeah, you don't. You think you're such a star, surprised when you see me, like you didn't have a clue that I'd be here tonight, wearing those jeans you like. Been coming here for a long time.
Priscilla Black on WRCO and My Bar, 8:26 the time. It looks like the snow has stopped for the time. Well, wait a minute. Nope. Oh, I'm seeing some flurries again. Yeah, it's kind of off and on. We're at 36 degrees with a little bit of a breeze this morning here at the studios on the outskirts of town here on the edge of Highway 14. Glad to have you along today as we move on towards some entertainment news notes and the trivia question of the day. It's a bundle up day again.
Come on, get on it. That's it, baby. Now kick it in. Front door, I've been waiting all night, and you know what for, it's
promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. Sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So
a tune from Lynn Anderson, and I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. It's Wisconsin, and because we're getting all of our March snow in April, that's all right. The prediction this year was up there in the, what, the 40s, I think? That's what John had, and so I think we're down to, we have 16 more to go. Yes, hopefully not, but anyway, Kiss in the news again. They've sold their catalog, their brand name, and their IP. Gene Simmons assures fans it's a collaboration. It's never really the end of the road. The Hard Rock Quartet have sold their catalog, brand name, to a Swedish company, Pop House Entertainment, in a deal estimated to be more than $300 million worth. Kiss previously teamed up with Pop House to create digital avatars of themselves, an avatar show scheduled to launch in 2027. Concert promoter Live Nation says live music has rebounded since the start of the pandemic and then some. Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster, says in a filing with regulators that 145 million people attended concerts, a jump of 20% from the previous year. Live Nation did not give attendance figures for 2020. In terms of worldwide revenue, Taylor Swift had the top tour, followed by Beyoncé, then Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Tickets for the top 100 tours of the year worldwide were up 46% from 2022, bringing in more than $9 billion in sales. That is incredible. And I think maybe it's my advancing age or whatever, but I'm less and less fired up to go to big concerts like that. I used to go to a few, but anymore, I don't know what it is. Maybe the ticket prices? I mean, it's crazy. And being the old coot that I am, I long for the days where you'd go to the box office and maybe you would have to camp out there overnight. And but you know, you'd still get a ticket for $8 tops. And now, you know, 800 tops is more in line. So that does scare me away a little bit. This is Morgan Wallen.
memories I gotta forget. But if I'm gonna solve them, baby, I'll take all the help I can get. If you ain't gonna kiss me, then I'll take some whiskey, some grizzly, nicotine, and vitamins too. You want me to stop some of that, or you want me to stop loving you? And what you want me to do? I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out of my phone. I can give you up right now, never want you back long as I'm half stoned. If you want me to quit you, want me to get you out of my heart, baby, out of my mind, I hate to tell you, girl, but I'm only quitting one thing at a time. Oh yeah, I hate to tell you. And I need me something in my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out of my phone. I can give you up right now, never want you back long as I'm half stoned. If you want me to quit you, want me to get you out of my heart, and baby, out of my mind, but I'm only quitting one thing at a time.
The trivia question of the day is coming up from WRCO. It's 22 minutes before 9.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
The trivia question of the day for today is sponsored by the good folks at TriStar Gifts and More. TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. The winning answer wins a great prize from TriStar Gifts and More. Identify this TV theme and win. Here we go. Name that TV theme, the show that it goes to, and win. Here's George Strait.
Whiskey is a gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge. Ice creates a water that's no longer running under it. Stool holds the fool that pours the whiskey on his broken. The cigarettes create the smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. The jukebox plays Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are. And that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. I'll be sleeping it off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. I'll be D-R-A-G-N dragging. And that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Hypnotized waitress, short skirt, gets hit on by every guy. Coming and going, always rolling with the flow. Bartender, pour drinks, cold it, go do a shot. You think you're tall and bulletproof until somebody says you're not. You step outside thinking you're gonna show them you are. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. We'll be L-I-V-N living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping it off in the car. Every little honky-tonk bar. Yeah, that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Whiskey is a gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge.
We have have discovered our winner today. Congratulations to Kevin Welsh. Way to go, Kevin. He knew the right answer. The theme you're hearing is from the television program Coach. Actually, we had a caller say that similar to Hogan's Heroes. Actually, it kind of is a little bit, I guess. That particular piece of music is one that I have used since that television program debuted for our fall Friday night football pregame shows. That's the Coach's pregame show theme in the fall. And that, of course, comes from the television program Coach, in which the star of the program, Craig T. Nelson, starred as Coach Hayden Fox from 1989 through 1997. What a resume for him over the years. He was in The District, My Name is Earl, CSI New York, Parenthood, and those are just some of the shows that he was featured on. But if you go to his movies as well, going back to movies like And Justice for All, Stir Crazy, Private Benjamin, Poltergeist, Silkwood, All the Right Moves, let me see, Action Jackson, Born on the 4th of July, Turner and Hooch, Troop Beverly Hills, Ghosts of Mississippi, Wag the Dog, The Incredibles, Blades of Glory, he played a coach in there, and The Incredibles 2. He was the voice of Mr. Incredible. Craig T. Nelson happens to have a birthday today. He turns 80. And quite a legacy of television movies through the years. Congratulations. Kevin Welsh is our winner from our sponsor of Thursday Trivia, TriStar Gifts and More.
Cynthia came to TurboTax. She just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
The Otis R. Scott Trust Auction is Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m., located just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D at Rock Bridge, then a half mile west to the farm, featuring tractors, skid loaders, hay equipment, farm equipment, trucks, and more. Don't miss out on this incredible auction event this Saturday at 10 a.m. See you there.
Our morning show time today, we'll be talking about a reunion at the Richland campus. We look forward to talking about that and the annual alumni games coming up a little bit later on this month. And also, we'll also have the chance to sit down with newly reelected Mayor Todd Coppernall a little bit later on during our morning show time today. Here's Vince Gill.
Where you wanna go, and if
you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. I hope you never look back, but you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything.